on the ship full of bombs.
Yeah, so here's what we did this time was, introductions. This is Phil Jupiters, and you are listening to the Phil Jupiters non-genre specific hour of crap grabbed off his shelves internet radio show here on Ship Full of Bombs. I think now that we're getting accustomed to the actual title of the show, or as the fans of the show call it, TPJNGSHOCGOOHSIRS. That's certainly what it has on the t-shirts. So what we did this time was I said to Tom what I do is I just grab a box of records and bring them in and see what's in them. And I have indeed done that. And I thought there might be a little bit more than soul, funk and reggae in this box of 7-inch singles. I was mistaken.
We've been waiting for so long, waiting to play for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long, we want to play for you some of our songs.
Grand Central Station is the name of our crew. We're making this record especially for you. So lay on back and hear us play and sing, cause we're really gonna
do our thing. Grand Central Station, cause we've been waiting for so long, waiting to play for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long, we want to play for you some of our songs, cause we've been waiting.
I wanna talk, pass the joint. I was born a city they call Buffalo, 0 degrees below, it's too damn cold and funky. Mama raised me on the numbers racket, with 8 kids and no father. She couldn't hack it. On the east side, where I started singing, on the corners hanging, out with all the hula, that's the joint. Now the love that I find in the shifter, such a crying pity, ain't no love for brothers, that's the joint. That's the joint. I think I wanna talk about the place I was born. I was torn. I said, that's the joint. Give me one more hit, I ain't finished with it. Some more shame. Now the players hanging round the main strip, acting like they own the trip. If they had my cash, they could be hip. Strange, the gossip is so tragic. They call me a faggot, and me and all my women laugh at it. Love, I got my good friends there. They really keep me dancing, keep me really laughing. In the country, me, my dog, and horses. Say, pass the joint. I think I want to talk about the place I was born. I was torn. Say, pass the joint. I need me one more hit. I ain't finished with it. I got some more to say. Need to talk. Say that I was born. Got to talk. I wish they wouldn't be so torn. I want to talk. Say that I was bred. That has led me to my fame. I was born a city they call Buffalo, 0 degrees below, it's too damn cold and funky. I think I wanna talk about it, pass the joint.
Love that. It's Rick James, of course, and Below the Funk, or Past the Joint, as it's known by real people. And it's the Phil Jupiters mystery box of 7-inch singles, Ship Full of Bombs. This box of singles was grabbed, and I thought that it had a lot more kind of novelty 70s stuff in it. It hasn't. It really, really hasn't. What I might do as a kind of thing whenever I come in is actually just because I've got, I reckon I've got 9 boxes of 7-inch singles that are in no particular order. So I think that every week when I come in, I do 3 shows with Tom, the producer, is going to say hello now.
Hello. Hello.
Tom, the producer. And every time we're in and we're doing this, I think I'll bring a box of sevens and just see what's in them, because you discover some absolute treats as you're doing that case. And the opening track was the first funk record I ever owned, which is We've Been Waiting by Graham Central Station. There was a Warner Brothers compilation album that came out in the very sort of early 70s, because I had a copy when I was 10, and it had Bugs Bunny on the front. And there were bands, it's really weird, because Graham Central Station were on it, but there were also bands like Montrose and... Montrose, who else was on it? Graham Central Station, Montrose with Bad Motor Scooter. Oh, yeah, there was Blackwater... So Doobie Brothers are on there as well. There was a number of sort of those artists on Warner Brothers at the time have made their way onto this compilation, which I bought another. It was 99p when it came out. Those were the days when you get an album for 99p. Oh, isn't it though? Oh. Anyway, who is this? So I'm playing some of my stuff out of this box here. I found this one, which I quite like. If you like your mashups, this is Angie Stone meets the Viceroys. The Upstate label. That is Angie Stone versus the Viceroys, and of course that mashup version of My Man here on Ship Full of Bombs. Phil Jupiter's here, and we've grabbed a box of 7 inches, quite random stuff that I wasn't sure what was going to be coming out of the box. There's not a lot in the way of slightly pissed off white boys playing guitars. There's a dearth of it today, although I did find one, and that's going to have to get a spin, isn't it? Just so you know, that most unrepresented section of music in the world, entitled White Boys with Guitars. Oh, their records never get played on the radio. Anyway, this is Salah Ragab and the Cairo Jazz Band. Yeah, boom, you heard that. And this is Latino in Cairo. Yeah, this is what can happen when you have a vinyl-only show. He got me, Salarigab, and the Cairo Jazz Orchestra and Latino Jazz. Yes, Egyptian Jazz. That's what we're playing here on Ship Full of Bombs today, out of my mystery 7-inch box of delights that, I'm going to be honest, is mostly reggae and funk and soul stuff here on Ship Full of Bombs. I use the word mystery appositely there. Let's have this fella, speaking of white men and guitars.
Okay. It's called Mystery Dance. Romeo was dressed as he was ready to kill. Jumped out the window cause he couldn't sit still. Juliet was waiting with a safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. She thought that I knew and I thought that she knew. So both of us were willing, but we didn't know how to do it. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. All right. Covers in the middle of the night, trying to discover my left foot from my right. You can see those pictures in any magazine, but what's the use of looking when you don't know what they mean? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. 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 All right. Come on.
Couldn't be anything else, really. It's Donna Summer, I Feel Love, here on Ship Full of Bombs. And before that, Elvis Costello, live. Does it say where they were live? Mystery Dancer, Blame It on Kane. Hang on, says here. Just says, recorded live in London. So it could have been bleeding anywhere. There you go. That's here on Ship Full of Bombs. Here, let me just... I've noticed that when it comes to handling violin, particularly putting the needle down on the groove, I've got more sausage fingered as I've got old. There's now kind of, as the needle is lowering, I've got more, I kind of lost the confidence I had as a young boy when I used to play, do this sort of thing. Just bang, yeah, let's just play, yeah, no problem, whoa, right into that. So yes, it's what we're doing today is the reason that there's no long tracks. It's not long enough for me to go for a slash. It's one major point that has presented itself. And it's unbelievably hot. It's one of those stupid overcast days, and it's got to be about 80. I reckon it's about 77, 80. And it's overcast, and it's close, and it's muggy. My favourite Sean Locke joke is, today it will be muggy, followed by Chuggy, Weggy and Thurgy. Anyway, so it's got to love that, man. What are we doing now? Because again, I'm just kind of ploughing through this box. I'm not entirely. I keep coming across seven inch records. And go, ooh, that one. I'm going to play this this one. Apropos of nothing really, other than I believe the Paralympics are starting. Is it today, Tom? Do you know? I'm asking Tom about sport. Oh, oh, that's how off kilter this show is. This is Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 with their version of Roda.
Meu povo preste atenção na roda que eu te fiz. Quero mostrar a quem vem aquilo que o povo diz. Posso falar, pois eu sei. Eu tiro e sou, transformei. Quando almoço, não janto. E quando canto é assim. Agora vou te ver-te, agora vou começar. Quero ver quem vai sair. Quero ver quem vai ficar. Não é obrigado a ninguém. Quem não quiser. Quem tem dinheiro no mundo, quanto mais tem que ganhar. E a gente aqui não tem nada, fica pior do que está. Seu moço tem a vergonha, acabe a descaração. Deixe o dinheiro do pobre e ouve outro ladrão. Agora vou de frente, agora vou prosseguir. Quero ver quem vai ficar, quero ver quem vai sair. Não é obrigado a escutar. Quem não quiser me ouvir. Se eu morri o rico e o pobre, entre o rico e eu. Quero ver quem que separa o pau do rico do meu. Se ele é embaixo, a igualdade aqui em cima. Há de haver quem quer ser mais do que eu. Um dia há de sofrer. Agora vou te ver-te. Agora vou prosseguir. Quero ver quem vai ficar. Quero ver quem vai sair. Não é obrigado a escutar. Quem não quiser me ouvir. Agora vou terminar. Agora vou discorrer. Quem sabe tudo de estouro. Fica sem nada a dizer. Quero ver quem vai voltar. Quero ver quem vai fugir. Quero ver quem vai ficar. Quero ver quem vai trair. Por isso eu fecho essa roda. A roda que eu te fiz. A roda que é do povo. Onde se diz o que eu diz. Mas onde se diz o que eu diz. Mas onde se diz o que eu diz. Onde se diz o que eu diz.
You're listening to Ship Full of Bombs.
Thank you.
is that's Viva la Raza by El Chicano. Tacitly racist there, doing the old accent, but you know, not in the. I love those kind of. I got into the Latino stuff. I got into basically sort of mambo, then calypso, then one of my big things. It was very nice to play Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 version of Roda. I think I've got Elis Regina's version of Roda on a compilation album, which I really, really like. Or is it? No, it's Elisette Cardoso. It's her version of Roda. And that's El Chicano with their cut, Viva la Raza, which Tim Wells, poet and gentleman at About Town, bought for me. It's Phil Jupitus. As you know, I normally do the Phil Jupitus non-genre specific random non-genre specific hour of crap grabbed off his shelves internet radio show is what we normally call it, and today I just grabbed one box off of a shelf, and it's I grabbed a box of sevens, and so I'm just going through an old box of 7-inch singles. I wasn't entirely sure what was in it, and so we've rolled the dice on the show. Excuse me. Rolled the dice on the show today, and we've come up with some. You see, back at the Scottish radio station, Sex Music. I used to. I had a thing where you were going to cough. There's a thing you just press it and it cut your mic out. Not here. We don't bother with that. We keep it real. We're old school. So this, what's coming up now? This is my mate Richard Thomas. Hello, Richard. How are you, sir? Not listening. He was one of the people that helped put together this as a tribute to Dylan Thomas, I believe. It was a big anniversary of Dylan Thomas last year. Was it this year? I don't bloody know. I'm not that well informed. Tom Google stuff. He just found out that those Elvis Costello tracks were recorded at the Nashville Rooms. Did I do that? Can't be bothered. Going to be honest with you, 54. More important things on my plate. So anyway, this single, I believe you can't get hold of it anymore. I'm fairly sure you can't get hold of it anymore. This is a wonderful track. Do you like Richard Burton? Were you perhaps one of the people the other night who were watching Villain on satellite telly? Here, love, do yourself a favour and go and put the kettle on. Oh, God. Wolf, open the door. Get her out of here. Richard Burton as a Cockney villain. Oh, it's brilliant. He goes through the whole film and keeps a really good Cockney accent, and then when he gets right to the end and he shouts, and it's the last line of the film, he goes, he's been a Cockney all the way through the film, he gets to the last line of the film, and he goes, what are you looking at? Like that. Oh, it's brilliant. Anyway, if you like reggae and Richard Burton, you're not going to want to go anywhere else in the next 4 minutes.
To begin at the beginning. It is spring, moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black. The cobble streets silent and the hunched quarters and rabbit's wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black, fishing boat bobbing the sea. The houses are blind as moles, for moles see fine tonight in the snouting velvet dingles, or blind as Captain Cat, there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock, the shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds, and all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now. Hush, the babies are sleeping. The farmers, the fishers, the tradesmen and pensioners, cobbler, schoolteacher, postman and publican, the undertaker and the fancy woman, drunkard, dressmaker, preacher, policeman, the web-foot cocker women and the tidy wives. Young girls lie bedded soft or glide in their dreams with rings and trousseau, brides mated by glowworms down the aisles of the organ-playing wood. The boys are dreaming wicked, or of the bucking ranches of the night on the jolly Rogered Sea, and the anthracite statues of the horses sleep in the fields, and the cows in the byres, and the dogs in the wet-nosed yards, and the cats nap in the slant corners, or lope sly, streaking and needling on the one cloud of the moon. You can hear the dew falling, and the hushed town breathing. Only your eyes are unclosed to see the black unfolded town fast and slow asleep. And you alone can hear the invisible starfall, the darkest before dawn minutely dew-gray stir of the black, dab-filled sea, where the Arethusa, the Curlew, and the Skylark, Zanzibar, Rhiannon, the Rover, the Cormorant, and the Star of Wales tilt and ride. Listen, it is night moving in the streets, the processional salt slow musical wind in Coronation Street and Cockle Row. It is the grass growing on Llareggyd Hill, dewfall, starfall, the sleep of birds in Milkwood. Listen, it is night in the chill squat chapel, hemming in bonnet and brooch and bombazine black, butterfly choker and bootlace bow, coughing like nanny goats, sucking mentos, 40 winking hallelujah. Night in the foray, quiet as a domino, in Ockie Milkman's lofts like a mouse with gloves, in Dye Bread's bakery, flying like black flour. It is tonight in Donkey Street, trotting silent with seaweed on its hooves, along the cockled cobbles, past curtain, fern pot, text and trinket, harmonium, holy dresser, watercolors done by hand, china dog and rosy tin tea caddy. It is night, neddying among the snuggeries of babies. Look, it is night, dumbly, royally winding through the coronation cherry trees, going through the graveyard of Bethesda with winds gloved and folded and dewed oft, tumbling by the sailor's arms. Time passes. Listen. Time passes.
And alive, that's fantastic. Richard Burton, of course, there, reading from Under Milkwood. The single's called Under Dubwood by the Dubwood All Stars. And it's on the Rivertones label if you can get hold of it. I think they demand is such that just every once in a while people want to buy copies of it. And I think they just press another couple of hundred whenever they fancy it, to be honest with you. But I can't swear at that. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Because when it came out, I bought four copies, all given away, apart from the one I kept. It is Phil Jupitus on Ship Full of Bombs. I find myself in the mood for a bit of Motown right now. But this is, this is the Jackson 5 singing Jackson Brown. Ah. The Jackson 5, Brown 5. I'm getting lost. Also, I've not queued this one up properly, so enjoy some crackly silence before it starts.
I
Dinah Ross there, of course, in Love Hangover. And before that, the Jackson 5 with their version of Jackson Browne's Doctor My Eyes here on Ship Full of Bombs. And it is, it's quite a laugh, this, just going through a box of records. It's something that actually I do sort of in me when I'm off duty, when I'm just sort of hanging about doing nothing. What I like to do is kind of just plough through various sort of boxes of stuff that I've got. I've got lots and lots of boxes of music. Googie, who's the DJ and, of course, you know, one of the people that runs the brilliant Roisin Dove in Galway, is a mate of mine. And he, whenever I'm over there doing comedy gigs, he always asks me to DJ as well with him at the club afterwards. And we always try and limit ourselves, not sort of genre-wise, but we did a Battle of the 7 Inches once, which, you know, he always wins, but it's because he does it all the time and I only do it when I go and see him. So I'm perfectly happy to lose out to that. But I love that kind of just being forced into a position where you're kind of looking at a box full of stuff and playing it. And that's what's the delight about today's show. What I'm going to do now is, I've always wanted to do this. I never got to do it on Six. I never got to do it at GLR when I was there. But I'm going to play the same record back to back, but two extremely different lyrics on it. I warn you that the first copy, which is on the Blue Beat label, is in pretty poor nick. So enjoy your surface noise in this digital format, and then I'm going to play a slightly cleaner version on the King label. But so what we got here is, I'm going to play 10 Commandments of Man to Woman by I, Prince Buster. I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to play 10 Commandments of Woman to Man by Princess Buster, which was, of course, quite often in reggae, there were right of reply was fully exercised, and I don't really blame them. But anyway, the same record back to back with the completely different lyrics. Enjoy.
Godson, take heed to the laws of thy father.
That's, of course, 10 Commandments. Not 10 Commandments. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what I'll have to do... Oh, God, this has gone horribly wrong. So I thought that was 10 Commandments. It's not. It's just 10 Commandments. But I, there we go. That's there. So I'll play Princess Buster first and then Prince Buster. Or will I? I don't know how to get this one, Tom. I've buried myself thigh deep in a bad situation. You know what I'm going to do is, I'm going to let Max Romeo help me out of this. I mean, dog shit situation I've got myself into, but there we are. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to play I Chase the Devil, and then hopefully there's enough show left at the end of things for me to salvage my dignity with this Prince. It's just, he did a record called 10 Commandments. He's Prince Buster, he's allowed to. Anyway, this is Max Romeo with I Chase the Devil, and then hopefully we'll resolve the whole Prince Princess Buster situation. Oh, now you know why I didn't stay at Six Music. Ooh.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space. Oh yeah.
shirt and chase it down out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is a evil old man, but him can't choke sit on a man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
So Max Romeo and I Chase the Devil here on Ship Full of Bombs. So the cold, hard, bitter fact of the matter is that I don't have Prince Buster's Ten Commandments of Man to Woman by I, Prince Buster, on me. That brilliant sweep that I wanted to bring you, I simply can't bring you. But I'm certainly not going to be averse to playing the second half of it. Anyway, this is for the ladies.
Commandments of man given to a man through the inspiration of I, Prince Buster.
The Ten Commandments of woman given to man by me, Princess Buster. Listen, darling prince, now that I have heard your Ten Commandments, will you please listen to mine? Commandment 1, thou shalt have no other woman but me. Thou shalt not provoke me to anger, or you shall have no peace at night. 3. Thou shalt not encourage no woman to make love to you, neither kiss nor caress you, cause like any other woman, I am a jealous woman, and even more jealous now that I am married to your Royal Highness, Prince Buster. Commandment 4. Thou shalt take me out 7 days a week and twice on Sundays, cause at no time will I ever be tired of wearing fine clothes, eating fine foods, and driving high-class cars, cause I am your woman, a funny woman, and refuse to go out shabby while I am married to you, Mr. Prince Buster. 5. If you want to stay alive, thou shalt not try to stop me searching your pockets at night, cause I am not a thief, only searching for love letters you forgot to dispose of and addresses for the undertaker. Commandment 6, thou shalt not commit adultery, cause the world cannot hold me guilty if for spite I did your best friend for IT it, cause what's good for the goose for the gander. And prince, I can sure make you wonder what's going on down yonder. 7. Thou shalt not try to stop me drinking in any way, even if I smoke 10 packs per day. Thou shalt not stand in my way, as it is said, every man to his own order, so you better leave me on my side of the border. 8. Thou shalt have no woman knocking at your gate like asking for a date, for this will decide the destiny of your fate. Commandment 9, thou shalt not kick, nor slap, nor tear my dress, or pull my hair, or do anything to scare me, or live in fear, cause I am your woman, a perfect woman, and detest being mistreated in any way. 10. You shall also honor my name, Mr. Prince Buster, so that every other man may honor it. obey you. These are the Ten Commandments of woman given to man by me, Princess Buster.
On the ship full of bombs.
Mr. Blow Grivian with Mr. Blow here on Ship Full of Bombs. Thanks so much to Tom for looking after me today. I believe pretty soon we're going to have six of these shows logged, and then we know when they're going out. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because this is probably one of the last ones that will go out, and you've been listening to it for 6 weeks, so it's a bit mad, really. Anyway, I'm just still trying to get my head around the whole internet radio thing, slowly but surely. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, listen at sfob.co.uk to contact the show. Put Jupiter's or Tom Y in your subject bar. I'm going to go out on this one, which is means we're going to overrun a little bit, but it's certainly worth it. This is the King in Kingston. Please enjoy. You'll be downloading me real soon.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give me another start.
L to WW0385, take 3.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now we're happy as home. Just a plain and simple child.
song here, son.